market, would you ever call that big road an interstate?
Mm-hmm. Okay. Highway.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Yeah, where might you stop along the highway to, want to get out and stretch your legs?
A rest area.
Okay. Would it make any difference between some place that had, like, picnic tables, toilets?
Yeah, it would.
Yeah. If you've been driving, why make a lot of difference? Or if it had just like a service station? I mean, would you call them all rest stop, rest areas?
Rest stop, yeah.
Oh, rest stop, okay. What is it that's painted on the road to help you stay in your lane? What would you call those? Okay. What about, like, have you ever seen those big concrete things that they put?
Medium strip.
Yeah, uh-huh. Okay. What if there were two, like, say, four lanes of traffic, two going this way, two going this way, and there's a big grass area between, what would you call that grass area? Okay. What would you call the places on the highway that you would get off and get on?
Exit. And I just get on from entrance or whatever.
Okay. Are there any roads in town that can only be entered or left in special places? Okay, is there a... I think it's going over to Clearwater. Isn't there kind of a long highway that you can only...
Causeway.
Yeah, okay. Are there any neighborhoods, but streets that are associated with certain groups of people, like you said, well, like Atlanta, 10th Street is where all the hippies used to hang out years ago. Is there any streets in Tampa that, you say a such and such street, somebody say,
Del Mesa, they call it Strip.
Oh, is it?
Yes.
Who hangs out up there?
It's, a lot of clubs and, the prostitutes along that street. Also, Nebraska is,
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm.
Right there. Yeah. Is there any streets that are associated with certain neighborhoods? Like groups of people. I mean, if you said such and such an avenue, you immediately think of Cuban or Greeks or something like that.
7th Avenue. That's you both see. That's the one.